in the limelight.
Both Facebook and Instagram are facing allegations of censorship following the erratic, widespread removal of recent posts from pro-Palestinian users critical of the Israeli regime, including those who documented instances of Israeli regime violence. In this regard, we have prepared an article for you written by Sam Biddle, reporter. This article is published under the heading Facebook's secret rules about word Zionist impede criticism of Israeli regime. Stay tuned for more. Facebook's secret internal rules for moderating the term Zionist let the social network suppress criticism of Israeli regime amid an ongoing wave of Israeli regime abuses and violence, according to people who reviewed the policies. The rules appear to have been in place since 2019, seeming to contradict a claim by the company in March that no decision had been made on whether to treat the term Zionist as a proxy for Jew when determining whether it was deployed as hate speech. The policies obtained by The Intercept govern the use of Zionist in posts not only on Facebook but across its subsidiary apps, including Instagram. Both Facebook and Instagram are facing allegations of censorship following the erratic, widespread removal of recent posts from pro-Palestinian users critical of the Zionist regime, including those who documented instances of the Zionist regime violence. Facebook claims that their policy on the word Zionist is about Jewish safety. Danny Noble, an organizer with Jewish Voice for Peace, who reviewed the rules, told Intercept. He added, "But according to their content policy excerpt, it seems Facebook decision makers are more concerned with shielding Zionist Israeli settlers and the Israeli regime from accountability for these crimes." Though none of Facebook and Instagram's content removal has been tied conclusively to the term Zionist, users and pro-Palestinian advocates were alarmed by disappearing posts and notices of policy violations over the last week. Facebook said the sudden deletion of deeply disturbing content documenting Israeli violence was, as the company so often claims, just a big accident. Company spokesperson Sophie Vogel, in an email to The Intercept, blamed the deleted posts, many about their recent attempts to seize Palestinian homes by Israeli settlers, on an unspecified wire technical issue within Instagram, and on a series of mistaken deletions and human error. Facebook did not provide comment about when the rules were implemented and the apparent contradiction with its public statements that such a policy was still under consideration and not being actively used. Though the company claims its content decisions are increasingly made automatically by machines, Facebook and Instagram still rely on legions of low-paid contractors around the world left to delete or preserve posts through a mix of personal judgment calls and the application of Byzantine rule books, flowcharts, and hypothetical examples. Critics noted that the first example is tied to a frequent and often violent real-world event, seizures of Palestinian homes by Israeli regime settlers, almost always carried out with justifications rooted in ideological Zionism or Israeli regime policies themselves rooted in Zionism. The advocates who question Facebook's rules on the term Zionist worry they would collapse denunciations of such action and state policies into hate speech against Jews, making it difficult to criticize Israeli regime online at all. The absurdity, futility, and politicized nature of Facebook's policy should be as clear as day right now, as we witness continued ethnic cleansing in occupied Al-Quds and a new war on the besieged population of Gaza, said Dima Khalidi, director of Palestine Legal and Advocacy Group. He added, the fundamental problem is that Zionism is a political ideology that justifies exactly the kind of forced expulsion of Palestinians, making some Palestinian refugees three times over that we are seeing right now in Sheikh Jarrah and other occupied East Al-Quds neighborhoods. Critics said Facebook's decision to zero on Zionists as an ethnic identity elides the fact that it describes a concrete ideological choice and ignores how Palestinians and others have come to use the word in the context of their historical repression by the Israeli regime. This focus inhibits the very political discourse and protest throughout the world that Facebook claims it's protecting, according to Gillian York, the Electronic Frontier Foundation's Director for International Freedom of Expression and a longtime critic of Facebook's moderation practices. Further, its use in the region is different. Palestinians use it as a synonym for colonizer, not for Jew. Though Facebook said that no Instagram posts about the recent Israeli regime violence were removed at the request of the Zionist regime, the country routinely makes such requests to the largely compliant company. The existence of the Zionist rules comes as a surprise to Palestinian advocates who say Facebook previously created the impression that limits and using the term Zionist were being considered within the company but not actually implemented.